Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. There is still no winner in the presidential election. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that unofficial vote tallies for President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden remain extremely close in a number of crucial swing states.
Biden says he has no doubt that he and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will win the presidency. He's also urging the nation to be patient as the remaining votes are being counted.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed. We'll know very soon.
Biden continues to lead Trump in the number of electoral votes needed to win the presidency, but the race could still go either way. In the meantime, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Nevada, citing a lack of transparency at the polls. Similar suits filed by the campaign in Georgia and Michigan have been tossed out by state judges. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
President Trump is doubling down on false claims that he's been reelected. At a White House briefing and in subsequent statements and tweets, Trump makes baseless allegations about voter fraud and a conspiracy to steal the election.
I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech.
Two of the president's tweets were flagged late Thursday for false or misleading content. And Facebook has banned a pro-Trump group from using the platform to organize protests and accuse Democrats of election stealing. Facebook is an NPR financial contributor. The partisan makeup of the U.S. Senate will not be decided before January. One Georgia Senate seat is officially headed to a runoff, while candidates in the state's other Senate race are expecting the same. NPR's Susan Davis explains.
Georgia requires a runoff election if no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote. One of the Georgia Senate seats is a special election that is officially headed to a January 5th runoff. Appointed Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock. The other is for a seat held by Republican Senator David Perdue, who's in a close race against Democrat John Ossoff. Votes are still being counted, but a runoff seems likely. Republicans are on track to hold 50 seats, Democrats 48. That means the two Georgia races could affect who controls the Senate. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. futures are lower in pre-market trading following a two-day post-election rally. The Dow Industrials jumped 542 points Thursday. The Nasdaq Composite Index was up 300. On stock markets in Asia, shares are mixed at this hour, higher in Tokyo. This is NPR News. In Portland, Oregon, city commissioners have rejected a budget amendment that would have shifted $18 million from the police department to the city's pandemic response. The commission cut nearly $16 million in police spending in June in wake of massive nationwide protests over police brutality and the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler says he is committed to racial justice and holding police accountable, but he says he could not support an amendment that would require layoffs. Wheeler was reelected to a second term on Tuesday. The World Health Organization's Office for the Americas is warning that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic may be yet to come. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that the OAS is advising nations not to let up on mask requirements, social distancing, and other anti-COVID measures.
The assistant director for the Pan-American Health Organization, Yarbrough Barbosa, says that over the last 7 days, more than a million coronavirus cases have been reported throughout the Americas,
making it one of the worst weeks on record for COVID-19 infection in our region.
The major driver of that surge has been the United States, but cases are also rising in Canada. South America, which is going into summer, has seen an improvement. Infections are down significantly in Chile. They're easing in Brazil. And Uruguay has prevented community transmission of the virus entirely. But Barbosa warns nations to not let their guard down or risk a resurgence of COVID similar to what's now being seen in Europe. Jason Bobien, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR.